The IT Management Maturity Model is designed to help your agency assess where it stands in five critical functions of IT management. It's a three-phase project that more than 50 experts in IT, finance, human resources, and acquisition have developed. Darren Ash is Deputy Executive Director for Corporate Management at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and co-chair of the ACT-IACT FITARA Implementation Project. Darren, it is terrific to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the program. I'm sorry I didn't see you at the Executive Leadership Conference, although I did run into your colleague on the IT Management Maturity Model, Richard Spires, and we talked about this concept down there. What's behind this, and what do you hope that it drives behavior-wise in government, Darren? Thanks for coming on today.
Francis, thank you for having me today. All of us, all the agencies, including NRC, have to implement FITARA. And the reason what really drove this exercise and this maturity model was this is not meant to be just simply a compliance exercise, a check-the-box type of approach. We knew that longstanding issues across government, and we've proven out in reports from GAO and Congress and others, that we need to continue to mature how we manage and develop and deploy IT to support our missions. And so we saw the maturity model as a way to really complement what OMB was doing in terms of their guidance out to agencies and really help agencies really think holistically, really what will it take for us to mature how we manage IT.
So the five critical functions are governance, budget, acquisition, organization and workforce, and program management. And what I think of as I read each of those five things and what Richard and I talked about at ELC is the idea here is this isn't just an IT exercise. You're communicating and collaborating with your peers in the financial office shops, CFO offices, the chief human capital offices, the acquisition offices. This is a group effort and not just an IT exercise.
That's absolutely right. And that's really what drove this effort. We started, as you referenced, a large number of different folks across the C-suite, both current feds, retired, but also those folks from industry. And really, when we started the project to where we completed, it was amazing to see how we matured our thinking and ultimately what the maturity model looked like, which was our success, again, is driven by that collaboration communication across the C-suite, but also down into the sub-organizations as well. It's not just that, if I'm a department, it's not just at the departmental level. It's all different levels of the organization. That really is a complete holistic perspective.
You're ranking three levels of maturity that you would like folks to look at. Level one's basic capabilities, level two's evolving maturity, and level three's demonstrated maturity. And that's a terrific scale, I believe. My apprehension is the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee will come out with a FITARA scorecard that they're working on in conjunction with the Government Accountability Office. Your scorecard, or your ranking system, your model system is good, but do you worry that you may have folks headed toward a different outcome or a different measure or metric than what the overseers are going to have them measure to?
I think the first thing, and I think about what you just said, this isn't a scorecard.
Right.
But I also know, and what we've talked about in our briefings and discussions with different agencies and organizations, is our maturity is it's a journey, it's a roadmap. I don't think anybody is at level three. That would be my educated guess. I know for my own organization, we're not. There's different things that we need to continue to mature. That said, having demonstrated success and sustained success in different areas is important, but also know that there's a number of important traits at the other levels as well. So the fact that you may be at level one is not necessarily a bad thing. You just know that there's things that you need to continue to mature and grow in.
Darren Ash, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's co-chair of the ACT-IACT FITARA Implementation Project. The collaboration part of this strikes me as the most critical thing, Darren. One of the things that I suggested to some of your colleagues in the CIO community at ELC is that as time goes on and as agencies get more successful at FITARA implementation, the information part of the CIO's job title will become less important and the chief part will become more important. Do you think that portends different conversations in the C-suites as each of you start to think of yourselves and each other, CFOs and so on, as really the chief executive officers of financial management organizations and HR organizations and so on that all happen to be working toward the same mission?
And I think you hit it right on. That I'm not going to say necessarily peers, but the objective is we're partners. We're partners in our agency success. We all bring different disciplines, perspectives, but we know that I cannot, as the CIO, achieve success without strong partnership with, if I don't have the strong partnership with the chief acquisition officer, we're going to struggle. So this just reinforces those concepts.
And a lot of those relationships are alive already. They're happening. I hear about them all the time. What will be the final cementing of those, do you think, where those relationships don't exist already? Will it be the forcing function of the legislation, Darren? Will it be the utilization of tools like you're proposing? Or is some of it cultural where people, maybe a few of them kicking and screaming, will be pushed along just kind of by the tide of all of this?
It's probably been a combination of it, but I'd add one other piece, and that is ultimately sustainability and having demonstrated success and having results and saying, this is something that is working for us as an agency, and this is important for us to continue, document, establish policies so that as we work our way into the next administration, we're continuing to do really good things.
Nothing like a little success to convince people, I suppose.
That's right.
And that's fair enough. So what I think will be good will be to see what the scorecards look like. And again, my sense of what I hear from folks on the Oversight Committee and from GAO is they're looking at the same thing that you're looking at. I don't believe anybody expects that anybody will get A's or five stars or green or whatever the final, the highest grade, whatever scale is that they use. I don't think anybody expects high levels of maturity right away, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, I don't think.
Right, and what I really would be interested in, just like we're doing, agencies are expected, you know, we're going through a process to get our implementation plans approved by OMB, but that's only the start. And so even if you're rated at a B or whatever that grading scale is, what I'm particularly interested in is, what do you recognize where those gaps are, and what actions are you going to take to close those gaps?
Yeah, and that was actually where I wanted to go next is, okay, so we get results, however they turn out, what's the most important thing about those results? And it strikes me that you just answered that. It's what you do with those results
once you get them. Are we moving in the right vector?
So what do you think the most important things will be to do that? Is it just going to be a resource issue, or does this continue the thread of collaboration that you're talking about, where you take those results and you sit down in this kind of council of CEOs that I outlined a little bit earlier and figure out where to go next?
I'd step back and say, what do we need to do about governance? Richard and I and others talk about it, we know this. Our success in this maturity model for an agency is, in large part, is going to be driven by governance. If you can be successful in all the other areas, but if you don't have governance and a strong working relationship with your peers, with your partners across the organization, and a strong foundation, we're going to struggle. So that's an area of focus.
You and Richard and the rest of the team that worked on this IT management maturity model have done a terrific job. It really assesses very succinctly what the expectations of FITARA are, and I appreciate the common baseline that you're setting out here and the other things that you wanted to achieve with it. And I thank you very much for coming on and talk about it with me today, Darren.
Thank you, Francis.